Well, we're very happy to have with us now Browns offensive lineman John Greco. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is an exciting week coming up for you, or the rest of this week, I should say, because you're going back to your hometown with a lot of different initiatives that you're a part of, and it's very impressive, starting with a youth football camp, working with the United Way champions among us. Kind of run through this itinerary, which is, as I say, pretty ambitious.
Yeah, it's exciting weekend, busy weekend, but you know, this time of the year, we're fortunate enough to have some time off. You know, we get our work done in the morning, and then we do have some time to give back and get involved. So I'm excited about that. And like you said, you know, there's the youth camp at I think it kicks off at 5 o'clock. So I'll be there, you know, meet and greet and get to know the kids, you know, and all the volunteers and the people that'll be helping out the United Way, and then the dinners to follow.
And then you have, of course, other activities on Friday and Sunday as well.
Yes, yeah. There's a luncheon Friday that I'll be joining Coach Shermer and a few other, I know, a Browns alum there. And then Sunday is also a flag football league that I met the guy that's in charge of that through a fellow friend in Youngstown. And, you know, I know he's doing a great job with the kids there. So I'm excited to get, you know, see how everything's running and, you know, help out any way I can.
And, John, talk about how cool it is, I guess, is the best word I can come up with, but how neat it is for you to be playing for the Browns and your hometown being Youngstown, you know, so close to your home area, this is the hometown team, and how fate worked that out for you, where you were brought here from the St. Louis Rams last year. Of course, Coach Shermer knew you from there, but just this idea that you got to come back to your roots.
I thought it was exciting, you know, when I first heard about the trade. More than anything, just to give, you know, family and friends back home that didn't necessarily have the opportunity to see me play, you know, whether it be in college or in St. Louis, the chance to see me play and, you know, really experience an NFL game. So that's what I was most excited about.
When you were a kid, did you grow up? I mean, this was your team, the Browns, following them and such?
You know, it's funny. I was kind of neutral. I stayed away from it. But, you know, my family was mixed, you know, being close to in the middle of Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
So yeah.
That's why I just tried to stay out of it. But now they all, you know, they're all dedicated to the Browns.
They're on board with the whole Browns thing. And what is it like to make that, now that you're almost a year into it, make that transition from the Rams? And, you know, at one point of your life, you're thinking, hey, you want that to be the forever place for your career, and then you end up here. And I know there's the familiarity of being reunited with Pat Shermer, but it's still a big change for you and for your, you know, just for your personal life.
It is, and, you know, that's the nature of the business of this game. And, you know, everyone understands that, players, coaches, you know, families, they go through that each year. You know, me being the first time I had to switch teams, you know, I was lucky, you know, fortunate that I got to come home. But, you know, that's how it is. You know, no matter what team you're on, no matter what state you're in, it's, you know, it's your job. And, you know, you're trying to do whatever, anything you can to help your team win.
And speaking of that, you and your teammates have been part of the offseason workouts. Trying to make this team better is the goal of these. Give me a sense of how these have gone for you so far in particular, but for the team in general, just your observations of what these offseason workouts have been like.
I think the word that comes to mind for me is exciting. You know, I know before the rookies got here, you know, we had close to 100% attendance, and I think that's great. I think it shows, you know, character on this team. And, you know, guys are in there every day working hard, and, you know, whether it be in the weight room or on the field or in the classroom, you know, everyone's kind of real excited to get, you know, get back out on the field and get things get rolling again.
We're visiting with John Greco here, Browns offensive lineman, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. John, you're at a pretty competitive, very competitive position. You could say that all positions on a team are competitive, but we look at the offensive line, and you're there. You've been in the backup role, but also someone who's gotten, you know, a chance to see some playing time and with injuries and whatnot last year. Now Mitchell Schwartz is drafted as a second-round pick from Cal, brought in, and a lot of talk that he would be a front runner to start at right tackle. But how do you view it as an incumbent guy here from a competitive standpoint? I'm guessing you assume nothing. You want to go into this idea with you're always fighting for a chance to be a number one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to have that mindset that you want to be the number one guy, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out like that. So, you know, with me, I was always, always had the mindset that be ready for any position. And, you know, if that's what the team needs me to do and step in at a versatile role, you know, that's what I'm going to do. But, you know, I do definitely want to push for, you know, any starting spot. You know, that's what everyone's thinking. But, yeah, it's wherever they call you in the action.
And can you see yourself helping the young guys out? I mean, are you the kind of guy that would, if either asked a question or if you observe something, you're going to offer some advice and help?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was a rookie once too, and you know, we have a very young group, but we have a lot of, you know, talented guys in our position room, which is good. You know, I think youth and competition, like we talked about, you know, is only going to make us better. Is going to make our group stronger. And, you know, I might be biased because I'm on the offensive line, but I think it's the foundation of the offense. And, you know, the offense won't work unless we are. So,
sure.
You know, I think it's just exciting. And like I said, competition is only going to make us that much better.
And you look at this group and the O-line throughout football, it's always the better ones. You talk about them being tight-knit, having great chemistry among them. And those are usually the ones that have the same group out there as much as possible. So injuries fewer injuries are a factor in that. But it's also just the bonding you guys do as a group. Give me a feel for what it was like your first year with this group through last year and how it stands now with the relationships between all the offensive linemen and collectively how you guys see yourselves.
You know, the off season helps out a lot. You know, last year being kind of unique in the fact that there was the lockout, so we, you know, the off season everyone was kind of doing their own thing. You know, and then, you know, I got here for the season, and you know, everyone was kind of in a new position, whether, you know, no one went through that situation before, so you know, we had less time to prepare, and you know, we were kind of thrown in there, and new coach and everything, everyone's learning, you know, new offense. That's why I think this offense is really going to, you know, work wonders for us. But as far as like chemistry and, you know, our group, I think we're a tight-knit group, and you know, no matter who's in there, you automatically assume that it's just a missing piece. So if a guy goes down, if an injury happens, there's someone waiting to step right in there, and they have to assume that they've been there the whole time.
You bring up this offense and how it can benefit everybody, but especially this line. Give me your specific breakdown of what it is about this offense that I think can be so helpful to this group, to say all O-line friendly, if that's the right word. And now that it's in year two with Pat Shurmur's scheme, now that Brad Childress is here and guys like Nolan Cromwell, you've got other – I mean, you've got a collective mindset that everybody's on the same page, but you certainly have other perspective from those other coaches.
Yeah, and, you know, the coaches have had success in years past running this system, and it's proven that it works. So, you know, we just buy into it, and, you know, and obviously they know what they're talking about. And, you know, like I said, with this offseason thing, it's we get, you know, more time to kind of fine-tune things and talk about, you know, the intricacies of each individual play and protection and break down, you know, individual protections and plays. And it's really going to make things easier, you know, when it's game time, less thinking, you know, quicker reaction.
There's a lot of excitement over the draft picks, particularly Trent Richardson, of course, coming in from Alabama. When you think about what you saw of this guy as a collegiate player, as such an explosive runner, it can be an offensive lineman's best friend to have a guy like that running behind you. What is your take on Trent and on the prospect of working with him, whether it's in games or in practice?
You know, he's obviously a phenomenal athlete, and, you know, I think a great pickup for our team. You know, I know everyone's excited about it, but, you know, all the guys we brought in, you know, they were brought in for a reason, to help out the team. But it's exciting, yeah, when you have a running back that's running hard and running strong, and, you know, I know all of our guys here that are in the building right now will do that, and it just makes you want to block that much harder for them.
I've heard this said about Pat Shurmur over these last several days and weeks, that his second year now, or the beginning of his second year, is there's a greater comfort level that he's showing, and maybe a sense of just, and I guess it's natural, a head coach going into year two should be more comfortable than he is in year one, if that's even the word, comfort, but more confident and feeling better, I guess, about his connection with the team and his role, and happy with what he has as players. Now, you know him as a coordinator from St. Louis. What do you see in Pat Shurmur then to now?
Like you said, confidence. You know, like I said, you know, as far as last year, it was unique, and, you know, everyone was kind of running around last year and trying to throw things together, and we were learning things on the fly. And this year, kind of, we can slow it down a little bit and break down things, you know, and really, really fine tune everything. And, you know, I think it'll be to our benefit this year that we have this offseason looking over everything and really putting in, you know, that foundation of what he's trying to get across to us.
Well, great stuff, John. And I know, again, Youngstown's very proud of you and very happy to have you involved in so much stuff there. And it's great that you're giving back, too.
Yeah, feel good about it.
And you should. All right, he is John Greco from the Browns offensive line joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.